Yeah. Najiba Samuel was born with cerebral palsy, but that's not stopping her from fulfilling her dream to be a model on the catwalk.
I want to show other disability kids they could do it too, and around the world too. Like, I want to prove to other disability kids, you're not your disability, you're just you. And you're perfectly normal just the way you are.
Featuring designers from across Africa, the Dakar Fashion Week is one of the continent's longest-running clothes show. Its founder, Adama Ndiaye, says it's important for her to represent women from across the continent.
I don't want to live with fashion as the European dictates us to. I don't want to do that anymore. I want women who respect so many different things, more than just bodies. Of course, there will always be models, beautiful ones, but I want to be able to give room to other women, to different women.
As well as inclusivity, this year's theme was also about sustainability. Textile production is estimated to generate 1.2 billion tonnes of carbon emissions annually. Hoping to help Africa's carbon footprint, the show only promotes locally manufactured designs.
It's inspired by a traditional Rwandan dance, and I've only used fabrics made in Africa, so either hand-woven or naturally hand-dyed, or more industrial but still made in Africa. Like here, we have Ethiopian jeans, for example. We have hand-dyed voile from Ivory Coast, and we have this beautiful organic cotton, which is Ethiopian.
This isn't the first time the Senegalese fashion designer has made a statement on the catwalk. She also created the first Black Fashion Week show in Paris. Now she's hoping others will follow in her footsteps and challenge the Western standards of fashion and beauty. Hemera Chaudhry, Al Jazeera.